Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Misalgia. He's the Chief Executive Officer for Recycleco. Welcome back to the show, Zarko.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, what's going on at Recycleco going into the long weekend?
Well, to be honest, I've been getting lots of questions from listeners on, you know, why are we not signing a deal but other recycling companies are? And I think, you know, maybe I just want to focus in on this. And to best answer this question, I really want to emphasize our long-term business strategy again. I know we've talked about this in the past, but I'll just try and be and you know, describe it in more detail, right? Because on the one end, you have recycling companies out there that are, you know, building standalone recycling operations, you know, like in the likes of Y-Cycle, for example. Now, this requires a large team and a very large network to source battery waste materials to feed the operation and offtake materials. Therefore, it's really critical to sign deals to buy waste from companies that produce these materials, such as battery manufacturers and OEMs. However, what's not clear is how long these contracts actually last or if another competing company will come and snatch up that business. So there's a lot of embedded risk to keep the high cost operation afloat. And also keep in mind that many of these companies are still just producing black mass by only shredding the batteries while they still are trying to bring their hydrometallurgical technology up to scale. Therefore, the operation right now is really just fueled on the sale of black mass. And I've said this many times before, but the word recycling is really grouped into this one generic term. For example, mechanically shredding 10,000 tons of batteries is completely different meaning than hydrometallurgically processing 10,000 tons of black mass, which is why we've also started using the term upcycling. Because, you know, by the time you actually shred the batteries down to the black mass, you're dealing with a much smaller weight of black mass, which is actually the part that contains the most valuable material. So generally, you know, the higher number out there in kind of headline news is the one that's quoted. But that's what you're really seeing out there a lot, right? It's that large number, the large processing capacity. But from our market insight, you know, we really recognize that there's a lot of companies producing black mass, and we have received many samples of black mass. But for Recycleco, we've been focused on the hydrometallurgical processing because this is where we see the greatest profit potential and where we can leverage our technological moat that has been developed from years of innovation. Now, also looking at from the battery manufacturer and OEM's perspective, we believe the standalone recycling operator is a great kind of short-term trade-off because they can sell their waste to a standalone recycling company for the time being while they ramp up their core business. Now, this doesn't require as deep of technical due diligence because it's an exchange of services. If the recycler is unable to maintain their operation, the company will find a different service provider to manage their waste. However, we believe in the long term, when these companies, who essentially are the gatekeepers of the battery waste, get their footing in the market and their amount of waste production increases, they'll actually want long-term strategies of managing their waste within their own supply chain. We can even see in the market, the companies are looking up and down the supply chain to vertically integrate everything. I'm not saying every company will want to do this, but there comes a certain threshold where the payoff of recycling your own materials is more effective than selling your waste and buying new battery-ready materials. Now, in regards to Recycleco and our business model, we're focused on building an integrated recycling operation with multiple JV operations. That is the goal. That means working directly with strategics such as battery manufacturers and OEMs to enable a circular solution with our technology. That means instead of short-term supply agreements, our critical focus is actually collaborating with these companies in the deep due diligence work that actually looks to qualify our material and validate our process at scale, because in a circular model, this material would actually go back to them as well. Now, this is a longer process compared to buying battery waste, but it can lead to a longer term commitment by both parties. And fortunately, this is what we have been working on, as reported in our past press releases, and have a pipeline of work that we're tirelessly moving forward. So now, you know, I just to kind of cap, wrap things up, you know, I really wanted to focus this podcast solely on this topic and share that insight to just kind of give a little more context on the direction, you know, we look to go. But also just as a quick update and in the short term, you know, we are also preparing to produce precursor and lithium hydroxide from our demonstration plant that, you know, as requested by companies and as part of their evaluation, as, you know, I've explained kind of why that evaluation is happening and how that leads to, the business model approach we're going down. And then maybe Jim, I just want to wrap it up by saying, you know, wishing everybody a great long weekend, happy Easter, and see you on the next podcast.
Zarco, for people new to the company, can you maybe describe what Recyclico does?
Yeah, Recyclico Battery Materials is focused on lithium-ion battery recycling and upcycling to recover lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt from lithium-ion battery waste, but also upcycling it into high-value materials such as precursor cathode active material and, you know, lithium hydroxide or lithium carbonate that goes back into new lithium-ion battery cells and essentially enabling a circular supply chain.
Zarco, where are you traded and where can people get more information about Recyclico?
We're traded on the TSXV under AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under 2AM. And you can get more information on our website, www.recyclico.com.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
We've been speaking with Zarco Misalgia. He's the Chief Executive Officer for Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on April 6th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.